Me personally, I've been feeling okay. I've played a lot for the 23s, just waiting for my opportunity. So it was important to keep my match fitness up. When called upon, like the other day, I was ready to go into the team.
You've had a lot of injury problems, sustained over quite a period of time, and in that time, of course, really since last season, Sam McQueen's also emerged as a potential left-back. Has that helped you keep an edge to your game, you think, because there's actually three of you suddenly, not two?
Yeah, definitely. I think last year when I was injured and seeing Sam move as a left-back, it made me more determined to get back and improve as a player, because all of a sudden, yeah, like you said, there's three left-backs, not two. So, yeah, I had to improve as a player too, yeah.
How much do you think you've grown mentally because of all the setbacks you've had? Because sometimes, you know, you're a very young player. When you have to go through all these bad times, it can actually bring you out as a slightly stronger character. Do you think you've grown as a character in the last year or two?
Yeah, I think last year was my biggest injury I've ever had, like playing. So mentally, it was a test. And physically, coming back from it, I've never felt any better. So in other aspects, it's helped me.
And also, coming back into a side that isn't winning, I don't think he's ever easy, because you come into the dressing room buoyed up and G'd up and raring to go, and some of the players around you might not be quite feeling so happy about everything.
Yeah, it is tough to come into the team when we're not playing as well as we have been. Obviously, confidence is low, but only a couple results and then we're out of the danger that we're in at the moment. Mm-hmm. So as players, we've got to look at ourselves and then improve. Training, we're giving everything we can. The manager can only do a certain amount, then it's down to us players. So it's not fair that the manager gets all the stick. So as players, we've got to look at ourselves and stand up for ourselves, yeah.
Yeah, I guess the individual errors, cutting them out, is going to go a big way towards improving things, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't help when we make errors and we get punished for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, how's it been coming back and playing back-to-back games? Because a bit of me thought you wouldn't play Boxing Day because you played against Huddersfield, and yet you went back-to-back in 3 days.
Yeah, it was something different for me. So for me, after the Huddersfield game, it was important that I recovered well and then be ready to play against Spurs. So recovery, I done everything I could to be in the best condition, ready for Spurs. Yeah.
And how was it next to Wesley Hoop? Because, of course, you haven't really played with alongside him before. And he's let's face it, he's the new... he was brought in to replace Virgil before Virgil left, effectively. So how was that?
Yeah, it was different. Like, when you don't play with someone, you have to get an understanding of how they play and like how to like give them the ball and stuff like that. So it was different, but in training we've been working hard, and I'm understanding a lot more from the players that I'm playing with. Yeah,
good. And I guess I have to ask you, life. Beyond Virgil van Dijk, I mean, no one's bigger than any club. It's obviously an enormous fee. But how do you view it as professionals? Do you shrug your shoulders and say, well, this is the job, this is what happens, players come and go? Or do you think, oh, God, we lost a really good player?
I think it's a bit of both. Obviously, a lot of players move on. And then again, you think, OK, he's a big player, but we've got other good players ready to step in for him. So, yeah, we're ready to move on, yeah.
And even at your young age, you've seen this happen a number of times.
Exactly. It's happened before. I'm sure it happened in the future, but you always got to move on.
Just finally, on Manchester United, obviously Spurs was a difficult afternoon, to say the least. I guess it's important against United you stay in the game for longer than you did against Spurs and stay competitive.
Yeah, exactly. I think against Spurs, all over the pitch, they're better than us. When we had a very bad day, all 11 of their players were miles above us as 11 players, and that can't happen, because you saw what happened. We got demolished, so I think it's important that we stay in the game as long as possible, frustrate them. And in previous seasons, we've been successful when we've kept clean sheets. So I think the main objective is try and keep a clean sheet. We haven't done that enough this season, and that's why we're in the position that we are.